You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. From tests to T20, William Hill In-Play Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. In-Play Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the fifth and final one-day international between England and New Zealand. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is former England cricketer Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
Very well, yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you. What exciting series it's been so far, and it all comes down to this final match.
It does. And I think everyone who follows cricket or even have watched a bit of cricket when there's been no football on will have been really excited about not just England, but the whole series. It's been absolutely magnificent, really good to see. Good for the future, I think, for England. And I think England have got the makings now, if they can keep the consistency, of a really, really good, solid one-day team.
Yeah, let's just take a quick look back at the fourth one-day international. You mentioned England there. They absolutely smashed the record for the highest ever one-day run chase to beat New Zealand by 7 wickets. They reached the 350-run target in 44 overs, beat their previous best of 306 for 5 against Pakistan all the way back in 2000. It was just a remarkable chase, wasn't it?
It was, and we're talking about records, you know, nearly every game now, whether it's individuals or scores, team scores. And, you know, normally if you get 350 on the board, you think you're going to be in for a comfortable day fielding in the second innings. But as you say, England winning with that many overs to spare, you know, they probably could have got well over 400 with how they were going again. So it's just absolutely incredible. I think the momentum is with England. I tipped New Zealand before the series, but I just think everyone's just been so surprised how England have played. And not just once, they've done it in all four games. So I think the momentum's with England. I think New Zealand are struggling a little bit with their bowling with a couple of injuries. So I think England can get the series wrapped up tomorrow.
Right. Well, we'll move on to the betting for the fifth one-day international in just a moment or two. By the way, that was the joint fourth highest chase of all time as well. So it's not just beating their own records; they're up there with the world's best. And
yeah.
What is it about this? I mean, the batting figures are phenomenal for this whole series. Is it the batsmen are really well? We know they're being adventurous and attacking, but is it something to do with, in your opinion, is it the bowling that's lacking in both teams, or is it just there's such attacking batting lineups?
I think a little bit of both. I think both teams, as I've said before, are batting heavy. I think that's where the strength is. And then we've seen with England, they've had a couple of inexperienced bowlers brought in, Jordan Anderson. I think that's one thing. And New Zealand, they're missing the best bowler, Bolt. Corey Anderson's a big miss as well. So both teams are really taking advantage of the bowling. There's not really any spin on both sides since Vittori's left. Rashid struggled really with the economy rate, but as well, I think the boundaries are in, the bats are bigger, and the balls just seem to be flying. So it's not really much fun being a bowler at the moment.
No, pretty fun being a batsman, though, I imagine. And two batsmen that really stood out for England were Owen Morgan and Joe Root, both hit centuries in the last one-day international. Are those two players that are really stepping up for you now in this series?
Yeah, I think so. You need your experienced guys. I mean, I know Joe Root's only young, but he's experienced in terms of the rest of the England batsmen. I know Owen Morgan has really turned it round. He had a tough World Cup. People were really calling for his position in the side as well as his captaincy, but he's really taken it to another level. I think this new-look England and the way they're playing, it's really took the shackles off, and I think that suits Owen Morgan. And he's been in superb form, and the partnership with him and Joe Root the other day were nothing short of sensational.
Yeah, so let's get stuck into the fifth one-day international. Then it all comes down to the Riverside Ground in Chesterley Street. Two all, as we mentioned in the series. England even money to win the fifth and final one-day international. New Zealand are 4-5. Can England do it then? Will they win?
I think they will. I'm going to jump ship a little bit. I just think the way England have played, and I think the bowling on New Zealand's side, Bolt and Corey Anderson are big misses, especially Bolt. And I just think the way England are playing, they really haven't got any fear at the moment. And I think that chase the other day where they're giving them a huge amount of confidence, and I think they're just going to nick the series. Yeah, 3-2.
Okay. Just looking back to the start of these previews that we did, for the series betting, you went for 3-2 in favour of New Zealand. I must admit, at the time, I thought you were being kind of optimistic there for England. So the fact that they're even with a chance of winning here is quite something, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it is. And I probably was being a little bit patriotic and thinking England can nick a couple. But I think it's been more the way they've played. I mean, sometimes you can win a game and the rest of the series is dominated by the other team, but it really has been nip and tuck, and I think that's been the biggest surprise for me, just how England have competed. So, I am actually pretty confident for England tomorrow.
Good stuff. Any other ways in then? What other bets do you like? I mean, the runs, getting over on the runs kind of thing has been a good way in so far. Does that continue?
It has, yeah. I don't see any difference. I predicted runs before this series. There's been boundaries and sixes flying everywhere. I think total match sixes in tomorrow's game, I think it's priced at 13.5 over. I think it's gone over nearly in every game. There was 20 the other day at Trent Bridge. So I think that's a knocking bet. I think it's 5-6, is it, over 13.5 boundaries?
It is, yeah.
I think that's a really good bet. I think the total match boundaries as well, I think that's up at 66.5. I think there was 80 or 90 the other day. And there's just fours and sixes galore. One thing, I guess, to bear in mind is a bit of weather. Should be okay, but at the Riverside it can seem about a little bit, but I still think there'll be a lot of runs, so I think the boundaries is a way certainly to get in.
Okay, plenty of runs to be scored then. Let's talk about the batsmen. Top England batsmen priced up like this: Joe Root is 100-30 favourite, Alex Hales is 7-2, Owen Morgan 4-1, James Taylor 9-2, Jason Roy is another at 9-2. It's sixes for Ben Stokes and 8-1 or bigger for the others. Who does it for England in the fifth one day international?
I'm gonna have to stick with Joe Root. He's just been so consistent. I mean, I mentioned Alex Hales before, and he's played well in flashes, but not really gone on to get the big score. Obviously, Morgan, we've talked about him form, but Joe Root, I'm going to mention Kane Williamson as well. Them two have just been absolutely phenomenal with where they've played, the runs they've scored. So, for me, yeah, Joe Root.
Yeah, let's mention Kane Williamson then. He's 11-4 favourite for the top New Zealand batsman. Brendan McCullum is 7-2. Martin Guptill 7-2 as well. Ross Taylor 4s. 11-2 for Tom Latham and 13-2 or bigger for the others. You with Williamson then?
I can't really. I mean, McCullum's probably due, but the way Kane Williamson is playing, it just looks like he's batting with against a beach ball. He's just hitting the ball in the middle of the bat every single time. He doesn't look like getting out. So I think it would be silly to go away from him when he's in this such a rich vein of form.
All right, Williamson for New Zealand then. You've already mentioned it's not much fun being a bowler in this series so far. Let's move on to the top England bowler. Stephen Finn, 3-1. Mark Wood is 7-2. Adil Rashid is 4-1 with Ben Stokes, Craig Overton and David Willey and Jamie Overton, in fact, and 12-1 for Joe Root.
Put them in a hat and pick one out, I think. Stephen Finn, I thought, bowled well the other day. He didn't go for many runs compared to the others. David Willey, I think, was my pick. I think he was joint leading wicket taker. I'd be looking towards Willey and Finn if I was picking this market. It's a tough one to predict. I'm just going to edge Stephen Finn. I think it will seem a bit early on. He opens the ball in. I think he might be able to pick up a couple of wickets, so I'd go for Stephen Finn.
Okay. Stephen Finn for England in there. Then top New Zealand bowler, Tim Southee is 11-4. Matt Henry is 7-2. Mitchell McGlennon 7-2 as well. Ben Wheeler 4-1. It's 11-2 for Santner and 6-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you like for New Zealand?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned Southee has been the New Zealand's best bowler now. Bolt's gone. That's still the case. I think Henry nipped in with a couple the other day, but they just got absolutely pummeled, the New Zealand bowlers, the other day. Again, it's a difficult one to predict. I'd probably just go for Henry. Henry or Southee in this market, but I think with him getting a couple of wickets the other day, the stages he bowls at the game, he bowls in the power play sometimes, so there's chances of wickets, so I'm just going to go for Henry.
Henry for New Zealand then. A couple of headline offers that could be of interest. Joe Root, top England bat, and England to win 7-1. Do you like that?
Yeah, as I say, I fancy England to win. Joe Root's my pick for top bat. So, for guys who like a bit bigger prices, that makes sense. It's a good price. Sounds good, that one.
Yeah, and you also put up Stephen Finn to be top England bowler. For him to do that in England, to win his 6-1 on the headline offers there as well.
Yeah, again, you know, if guys are fancying the England to win, you know, Finn will give you a chance as well. And obviously, it's a much better price than backing them singular. I think England are evens to win. So again, that combination is a good price.
Yeah, looks good. What else stands out to you in there than any other bets you want to put up before you go?
Well, I do, as you know, like the man of the match market. And I think the one I'm going to put forward, and we've talked about Root and Williamson, I think Ben Stokes, home ground. Problem is, he's not getting in at the moment, but he came in and smacked it the other day. I think if he can, you know, peel off a 50 or 60 and not many balls, maybe pick up a wicket or two. He feels in, you know, cover point region as well, a couple of catches. He might be an outside bet if he gets enough time to bat, to be a man of the match. So have a look out for that one as well.
All right, what's your best bet for the fifth one day?
It's got to be over the sixes. It has to be. There's been sixes galore. I think 13 and a half sixes. Yes, Durham is a slightly bigger ground. The wicket will be good. My only concern may be the weather, but it should be okay. I think it's an absolutely knocking bet to be over 13 and a half sixes.
Good, good stuff. Hopefully you'll be right and we'll have plenty of runs and an England win.
Yeah, hopefully.
Thanks, Anthony. It's been a pleasure.
Okay,
good luck.
Cheers.
Enjoy the fifth one day.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.